This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. UWI and Ghana joint medical degree builds bridge between regions. The QEH reports success with the new patient discharge initiative. An opposition senator slams government over heavy borrowing, calls for greater oversight. And motorists in the north get easier access to vehicle registration as the licensing authority expands its service to whole town. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. A new joint medical degree program between the University of the West Indies and the University of Ghana is paving the way for graduates to practice medicine in both Barbados and Ghana. Speaking during a forum at the Cave Hill campus in the presence of Ghana's king and representatives, Pro Vice Chancellor and Principal Professor Clive Landis pointed out two pioneering students from Ghana who've already enrolled in the fully accredited program.
Fafa and Seram are the trailblazers in a joint 3+3 medical degree program in which students complete 3 years here in Barbados, where we have excess preclinical capacity, and 3 years in Ghana, where there's excess clinical capacity. And the students in this transatlantic degree program will thus earn 2 degrees, a BSc in preclinical sciences from the UE and a MBCHB degree from the University of Ghana. The medical degree is fully accredited by the respective accreditation bodies of Barbados and Ghana, allowing graduates who complete this program to practice medicine in either country.
Professor Landis described the initiative as an important bridge between two countries, strengthening academic and professional ties across the Atlantic. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital says its new discharge planning initiative is already showing positive results towards its goal of improving communication and ensuring patients are released in a timelier manner. Service Improvement Manager of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Dr. Aja Clark, says the rollout of the hospital's estimated date of discharge board began at the start of the month as part of efforts to reduce patients' length of stay.
In the past, the discharge process might have started closer to the end of the patient's journey. And what we're really trying to do is we're trying to start that discharge process from the beginning, from admission. So from the time the patient comes to the hospital, they're given an estimated date of discharge, and everybody in that care team can start planning from that date. We want to make sure that all the relevant referrals are made as early as possible, so we're not doing that coming on to the end of the patient's journey. We want the patient and the relative also to be able to plan for when the discharge might be. So what we're really going to be monitoring long term is the length of stay of the patients. So the aim is that if we can coordinate the discharge process, we can get that length of stay down.
Service Improvement Manager of the QEH, Dr. Aja Clark. Opposition Senator Andre Worrell has accused government of borrowing millions but with little to show for it beyond tourism projects. Speaking as he supported the Development Bank of Latin America and the Caribbean Bill 2025, Worrell said the institution could help Barbados reach its development goals but said there was already an issue with excessive borrowing and multiple loans to be repaid.
When it comes to development, Mr. President, and growth in the economy, this government has borrowed money as though there's no end. They have borrowed for rainy days that will come probably in the next 30 years or so. Borrowed as though the money has gone out of style. But we have not seen the utilization of those funds for areas of development in Barbados beyond tourism.
Senator Worrell also spoke of a lack of accountability and called for more support and access to the Public Accounts Committee.
The Public Accounts Committee, which is chaired by the leader of the opposition, must have the capacity to investigate current issues and not be weighed down or overruled by the vote of persons from the government who instead would like to set the agenda for issues which they are more comfortable with being investigated. These things, you must increase the power of the Public Accounts Committee, Mr. President, that it can investigate the matters which it needs to investigate.
Independent Senator Andre Worrell. Motorists in the northern parishes of the island can now register their vehicles closer to home. The Barbados Licensing Authority has extended its registration services to its office at Whole Town St. James. The move is part of the authority's decentralization effort aimed at improving access to licensing services. Chief Licensing Officer Trika McCarthy-Brooms says the expansion is meant to ease the burden on motorists from the north who previously had to travel to the Pine St. Michael.
10 private automotive garages are being approved to carry out vehicle inspections. That service is scheduled to commence shortly. Motorists who desire to have their vehicles registered and who already have all their documents, inclusive of their VIN and inspection certificates, can also opt to have their vehicles registered at our Whole Town St. James location.
Chief Licensing Officer Trika McCarthy-Brooms. More than 230 Barbadians have applied to take part in the new Farming and Fishing Gateway Training Initiative. Minister of Training and Tertiary Education Sandra Husband says the program comes at a time when the country is facing rising food prices and the growing impact of climate change on agriculture and fisheries. Speaking at the media launch of the Farming and Fishing Gateway Training Initiative, she said the disruptions of recent years have exposed the vulnerability of the island's food supply as higher shipping costs and lower yields have pushed prices up.
Many Barbadians complain about rising food costs, but this is associated with shipping costs rising astronomically and therefore causing our food to rise. So we have a challenge, and that is made worse by the mounting threats posed by climate change. This will affect fish catches. It is already affecting our agricultural production. So we have become very vulnerable, and what gets onto our tables to feed our families is going to be affected by all of these factors. So today, this is part of Barbados taking a very firm and determined stand to change that reality. Through the Farming and Fishing Gateway Training Initiative, we're going to be opening doors of opportunity for Barbadians of all ages.
Minister of Training and Tertiary Education, Sandra Husbands. Chief of Staff of the Barbados Defense Force, BDF, Brigadier Carlos Lovell is calling for greater volunteerism within the island's medical community as the BDF prepares to deploy its field hospital to assist Jamaica in the aftermath of Hurricane Melissa. Speaking yesterday at St. Anne's Fort, Brigadier Lovell said that while the BDF continues to strengthen its regional humanitarian response, increased participation from local healthcare professionals would enhance support for the region's recovery efforts.
Volunteerism in Barbados seems to be on the decline. And when it actually comes to having depth of personnel within the field medical hospital, that is something that we have been harping on for quite some time. So what I would say is that volunteerism in terms of medical professionals coming to the fore and volunteering their services and their expertise needs to increase. And I would like to underscore that point because at this time, as I mentioned to you, we have 48 persons in terms of medical volunteers, members of the Barbados Defense Force. It technically should be 70 or 80 persons in a particular rotation or deployment.
Brigadier Lovell also urged corporate Barbados to play a larger role in supporting such initiatives, commending CIBC for stepping forward with sponsorship that will help facilitate the upcoming mission. And after 25 individuals from the parish of St. Michael, and sorry, that is another 25 individuals from the parish of St. Michael have been recognized with the Pride of Barbados Award for their contribution to community development. They are the second cohort of 50 awardees honored during a ceremony held yesterday at State House. One of the awardees, speaking after the presentation, was former Chief Executive Officer of the Pinelands Creative Workshop, Rodney Grant, who said the recognition represents the progress made in transforming the Pines' image from one marked by challenges to one of pride and positivity. Recapping the headlines. UWI and Ghana Joint Medical Degree builds bridge between regions. QEH reports success with a new patient discharge initiative. Opposition Senator Andre Worrell slams government over heavy borrowing and calls for greater oversight. And motorists in the north get easier access to vehicle registration as the licensing authority expands its service to Whole Town. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.